This is Inside Agriculture.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture has published an interim final rule formalizing the U.S. domestic hemp production program. But growing the crop isn't likely to be legal in South Dakota anytime soon. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem says her staff has been looking through more than 150 pages of information to determine how it may impact the state.
There's nothing in those regulations that prevent us from having stricter regulations. It does say that we need to figure out a way to move industrial hemp through the state and allow transportation. But I still have concerns about the crop. I have no relief of my concerns on telling the difference between it and marijuana. I don't know how our law enforcement will determine the difference between the two products when they're doing their job each and every day. And so I still have concerns about legalizing this crop in the state of South Dakota.
Noem says she remains opposed to industrial hemp in South Dakota because of the potential impact it'll have on public safety and law enforcement's ability to enforce drug laws.
You know, the regulations are helpful. It allows us to have stricter regulations, so I still have the authority to not necessarily stand up a program if we don't. Obviously, the legislature will weigh in and has been studying it this summer. But the concerns that I've expressed over the last year have not been alleviated. If we do not do this correctly and have the tools to tell the difference between hemp and marijuana, we may be in the situation that several other states are in today. There's other states that went ahead and set up a program for industrial hemp, and they can't tell the difference between it and marijuana in their state. And now they're throwing out hundreds of marijuana prosecution cases.
Noem says the 2018 Farm Bill that legalized industrial hemp production in the U.S. and the recently released rules from the USDA does not preempt the state's ability to adopt stronger rules or prohibit production altogether.
All they do require of us within those USDA regs is to allow the interstate transportation of hemp. So we have to figure out a way to move it through the state and make sure we have the proper procedures in place so that we don't weaken our drug laws. And so that's what my team is working on. And there are a couple other states that we've been visiting with, too, that have the same concerns. They don't want to move forward with a full program, and we're cooperating with them to see how transportation could take place and actually be workable.
And finally, the State Fair Center will be filled with vendors' booths and shoppers when the Pride of Dakota Holiday Showcase returns to Minot on November 9th and 10th. North Dakota Ag Commissioner Doug Goring says this is the time and the place for your holiday shopping. That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. We'll see you again tomorrow.